The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
Live once again from SiriusXM in downtown Toronto this time, it's the SiriusXM Footy Prime Podcast Hour or Less, featuring Jimmy Brennan, Amy Walsh, Craig, James Sharman, Dan Forrest. Back to you.
Well, that was far less offensive than the previous one. We'll get to keep our sponsors this time. Speaking of which, BetMGM is the place for soccer in Canada. And it presents Footy Prime. Just so you know. JC, just so you're aware.
Thanks.
This time. Anyway, yeah, it's Footy Prime. We're back. I'm not sure what day it is. We're downtown at SiriusXM today. Again, as we were yesterday. And we have some things to talk about today. Which is very convenient given that we're a podcast, because those podcasts that don't have things to talk about aren't very good podcasts. It's amazing the flap people get into regarding the most innocuous things, things that people try to do to make everyone happy. And we saw that over the weekend when Canada Soccer decided to hand out some Canadian soccer shirts and jerseys in Little Italy hours after Italy crashed out of World Cup qualifying. That laughter is Dan Wong, by the way. We've got some comments we can get to. Dubs, I know you've got a few things to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the top of your mind when it comes to the reaction to this?
I just have to qualify it as saying I'm a sixth generation Canadian. I don't feel like I'm being pulled between kind of the motherland of, you know, like my parents and Canadian and all that sort of thing. I wrapped up in it a little bit with JP's family because he's a first generation Canadian. His parents are Glaswegian. But get over yourselves, everybody. Get over yourselves. I was thinking about Canada Soccer as a federation, like all of these cries, all the talk on this podcast and others about modernize, get professional, do something different for once, innovate. And they do something that's a fabulous idea and a tremendous marketing ploy. And people are falling over themselves to criticize and to shake fists at clouds. And I just think I'm not Italian and I don't feel that pull, or I'm not, you know, Spanish or Croatian or Bosnian, and of which there are many in the Toronto area. I'm afraid that's going to be a wake-up call come June 12th. But I just think they want you to support Canada. See it as that. And I don't even think that it was misguided. Maybe it should have been anybody show up, we'll give you a Canada kit. But I applaud Canada Soccer. I think it was a great idea and we need more ideas like that.
It worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
It did work. Look, let's be honest. It's not them going after the Italian community. What they're saying is the Italian community in Toronto are very passionate about their football team. Very passionate. They follow it through thick and thin. And all they're saying is, take that passion now, because you can't support Italy in the World Cup, and please bring it towards Canada, where you live. Come support us now. You don't have two teams to support in this World Cup. You got one now, Canada. So come back, guys. Bring all that passion, that love for the sport that you have, but we're red now.
The whole narrative for the last few months was just that. Will the Italian fans who love their country or their parents' country or their great-grandparents' dogs' aunts' country, will they come out and support Canada? That's been the narrative, right?
And they will.
So they crash out
to
Bosnia, right? So Canada's because, well, okay, you're not going to be at the World Cup now. Can you please come out and maybe support Canada? That's the gist of the marketing campaign.
I think you're right. That is exactly what the gist of it is. I think the wording was wrong. I think that that's where it caught people, like the jersey swap. Like, now you're making us make a choice to abandon the Italian national team for a Canadian. Like, instead of saying, come on down, we're going to hand out these Canadian jerseys for you as well, like to, for you to enjoy, and we hope you get behind it. I think that's excellent, but I think that it was out of the gates, I think, just because the wording of it was kind of, it was misread.
Do you think they pivoted?
I think they pivoted hard.
Yeah.
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 I think initially it was, let's you know, hand in your Italian shirt. I know Palacenera put out a video which had a ton of watches on it. And he spoke very well, I thought, about, as a Portuguese fan, what he grew up supporting, but what he is now doing. But he was saying, oh, that was never the idea, to hand in your Italian shirt. I do wonder. Mm-hmm. But if they did pivot, that's their right. And they pivoted just in time, mm-hmm. didn't they?
And I think what people will remember is that sentiment that Paolo shared very eloquently. I think that spoke to a lot of people, no matter what their heritage. But I think it doesn't quite have the same flash and doesn't catch people's attention if it's, oh, here's a giveaway. And then in 10 minutes, there's a crush of people and some shirts thrown from the back of a truck, or is Cafe Diplomatico, ironically, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Where this all went down. I think that the jersey swap, and I'll disagree with you here, Forrest, could it have been worded or presented a little bit better? Maybe. But I think the idea of a swap, they're not asking you to choose. They're saying, this country that you support so passionately, so ardently, are no longer in this grand competition this summer. So here's a team that is. Care to swap? And I don't really think at its root that there's anything really wrong with that.
No. No. I just think if you just said there was a giveaway, it'd be a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't you think that, Craig, a week prior, Jesse Marsh had some comments, right? And I was at the press conference where he says, you should burn those Italian shirts and wear a Canadian red. I was at that press conference.
He was
and he was laughing. Mm. He was joking.
Of course he was.
There was no edginess in that room at all. It's like, yeah, we all kind of in context understood what he was saying. Some people took it way wrong. And then you combine it with this.
Yeah.
And you know, those national guards come up and they're already emotional because their team crashed out and missed their third World Cup in a row. They're pissed off. They're angry.
Yeah.
And all together make this perfect storm of unhappiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then at the same time, when you know that people are going to post the message from Jesse, but not give it context that he was laughing, it was joke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just
going to
be, you know, so obviously that can be taken the wrong way, and it will be for sure. That's what I think was a problem when he said it.
But the other thing is, when people forget, he lives in Italy. Yeah. He loves the country. He's got the most respect for that country. Mm-hmm. It was tongue-in-cheek. He had a little bit of laugh. And look, all you're saying is swap your allegiance for this World Cup. Come support us. Support Canada, the country that you live in. Yes, we understand your loyalty to Italy and the family. But now is a chance for you to put on the red jersey and support it.
Yeah, jump on this bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you should anyway.
Yes.
Okay, it's one thing if you're born in that country. It's different situations, and you can be proud. But some of these second, third generation Italians, or of any team, who refuse to support the country that they've grown up in and were born in, I do have an issue with that.
Hmm. I've never met one that refuses to support Canada. They might be hardcore, you know, want Italy to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them that.
But there's never been the chance to, because Canada hasn't been even relevant for so long, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe if Canada's relevant for the last 30 years, if you guys hadn't ruined a generation of fans.
No, it all went sideways when we left. Yeah.
Maybe they would be supporting Canada.
Back to one pivotal moment. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Hockey. Before your first coffee, while the rest of the city's still hitting snooze, we're breaking down everything that happened last night.
Center, score!
The biggest moments, the key storyline, and the takes that actually matter.
Back for Kudrow, score!
Wake up and get your hockey fix. Fast, smart, and ready for your day with voices who live the game. Morning Hockey starts here. Weekday mornings on SiriusXM Morning Skate. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Click to SiriusXM.ca/Morning Skate.
I mean, listen, I love guerrilla marketing campaigns. It's kind of what this was. And people are talking about it. We're talking about it. Mm-hmm. It worked. But there's a dirty little secret about the game in this country, which people don't want to admit, because in our little echo chamber, we can't even comprehend the fact that the game's not very big in Canada. It just isn't. there are still people out there, many people who don't give a shit about the World Cup. They may not even know the World Cup's in Canada. Lots of people. Mm-hmm. I bump into them quite frequently. And the fact that this is getting some you know, exposure is a good thing. So calm down, everyone. Calm down. Some of the comment stubs we got. I mean, it was, most were, I think, positive. Mm-hmm. Some weren't, though.
No, but you tweeted about it, and I'll just read this one out first. It's from Marco on Twitter. It says, "Pretty pompous James," which isn't unusual.
That's my name, Pompous James.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is
Pompey James.
I prefer Poncy James, but yes. So, pretty pompous James. It has no basis in losing. I agree it wasn't malicious. Marsh is passionate and has been a great hire for the CSA, but after the burning jersey comment, what was the need to use the Italo-Canadian fans in the Little Italy neighborhood to hype our Canadian boys? Lame. And I also want to loop back. So our good friend of the show and a big part of the Footy Prime Supporters Club, Claudio.
X.
That's right. R.A.P. Claudio. No, I'm just kidding. He replied, "Sharms, this message is beautiful and exactly what it should have been from day one." So kind of what you were saying and expressing, Forrest. And then he loops back to the comments by Marsh. He says, "That's a much different message. Come on, I get the attempt to create buzz, but I also get why people got upset." And I love what you said, Sharms, and it's similar to what Jimmy said, that you were at the presser and you said, "In retrospect, I'm sure Jesse wished he hadn't said it, but at the time the context was fun, simple banter, and there was zero malice in it. Honestly, there was nothing to it. The overreaction has obviously been fueled by the emotion of the loss." And that's something we haven't mentioned. And I think it's those two things coupled together with then the Italians feeling targeted by this swap, right? And insulted by it. I think it was all of those things coming together.
Mm-hmm. And just, can I mention that I think at one point, I know I'm coming in a hot.
you hear that? Me, Margaret.
I can voice it.
It's me. Wasn't the original intent was there was supposed to be an actual swap? So you're supposed to give your Azzurri kit to somebody and get a Canada kit in return? Is that what the original approach was going to be?
That's how it was written out.
Yeah. So I think that's a little different.
If that was the case, they didn't do that.
I get it, but I can't imagine, and I'm all for this. Like you said, I don't think there was any malice or anything like that, and people's emotions were quite raised. But I do understand them, and when I say them, I meant people who support the Azzurri. I can understand there being a little hard feelings and not understanding or not feeling like this was done in the best tone. And maybe it was a little opportunist instead of, let's wait a couple weeks.
Wonga, you're a marketing guy.
Yeah.
Jump on this.
Jump on the irons.
I don't know. Right?
Come on, you're the marketing guy.
I like the fact that everyone's talking about it. I'm just telling you how I would have done it differently.
Look. Again, with Canada, they're not going after the Italians, right? It's our time now. It's not, listen, we've got nothing to do with you not qualifying for 3 World Cups. Nothing to do with us. We don't pick your roster. We don't develop your players. Nothing. We got nothing to do with it. We do our own. But we're trying to grow this game in this country. And it was an opportunity to say, hey, come with us. Support us now. Let's grow this game together collectively because we need you passionate fans to support us. That's it.
Smoke City FC said, "I thought this was great. I just wish they'd expand it to Italian-Canadian communities beyond Toronto. Vancouver and Montreal both have sizable Italian-Canadian communities, but even better would have been to get into some smaller communities with a significant proportion of their populations being Italian-Canadian. The soccer culture is strong in many of these smaller places, and the cornerstone of it is the Italian heritage. The CSA needs to get beyond the large cities and broaden who they reach," which is valid points. "I'm sure this can get together pretty quickly, though." And listen, it's not as if the CSA have this enormous marketing budget.
They don't have a million jerseys to give away.
No. This might have crippled them, in fact.
Yeah, but what they should have done as well, they should have went to McVay's and started hanging out the jerseys there, swap them with the Irish.
The Irish, yeah, right.
We're going to drink beers. Enough.
Yeah.
No, that's how would the Irish react? They'd love it. Don't you think?
They'd take anything for free. They would have a laugh.
They're seeing you being a bit of a laugh. They're emotional, but not as emotional as
Italian of course fan who's seeing
their team crash out.
Listen, I understand. You know, watching that game with the Italians, and we sat down with a few friends and watched it, and they were devastated. Of course. So they need a little bit of time to get over it. But at the end of the day, they're going to look at it and think, okay, well, at least I got somebody to support in the World Cup. And the Irish is going to be no different, or anybody else that didn't qualify for the World Cup. At the moment, yeah, you're upset, but you're going to move on and you're going to support Canada because you live in this country.
You bloody should. If you don't, you got to look yourself in the mirror. That's
for sure. I mean, the bottom line is like, it's not just the Italians or the Irish. Every game we play, there's a significant proportion of that crowd is the away team.
Well, look at the Tunisia game.
Yeah, great example. I mean, I think we only played one game against Brazil in Edmonton, maybe a couple other ones in Edmonton where we're actually the home crowd. Like we actually had more than the away. Whether that's Honduras, El Salvador, Jamaica, Scotland, Germany, Holland, Tunisia. Yeah.
The difference being, though, Craig, though, is, you know, in Toronto, I'm not sure how it is in Vancouver or Montreal. Sure, it's probably similar, but there's a definitive area that is Italian. Hit College Street in Toronto. And Cafe Diplomatico is a famous spot to watch your football, to watch Italian, to be Italian. Yeah. It's famous. So it's very easy to target that.
Yeah.
Is that the same in Vancouver?
When the Italians were doing well, that was a great place to hang out.
Oh, the streets would the streets would be crowded with blue shirts.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I've done so many TV hits from there. It's great fun.
Yeah, they love their football. You can't take that away from them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I know we finished the last podcast talking about our hopometer and how optimistic we were feeling about this team, and it's drooped a little bit because of all of the injuries, but I think you can't help but feel like men and women, both programs in this country, the game and the quality on the pitch is on the up. It's on an upward trajectory. And I think you go back to this stunt, if you want to call it that, right? This marketing ploy, it resonates, right? And I think it will continue to. And that's what you hope the performance of this men's national team will do at this World Cup. So maybe we look back on this and, oh, it was in poor taste, this jersey swap. But maybe that's the tipping point for now. You mentioned before, the game in this country, it feels small. And the reason why we're the away side, you even look at the women's national team in Montreal, and there's a massive Haitian population. It was hostile in there for that Canadian women's national team to play versus Haiti. And it got nervy for no reason. They had no business being in the game, but they were because of 16,000 Haitians out of 20 at Stade Saputo cheering on their team, who has some really exciting players. So you start to make the game a little bit bigger. You start to carve out the niches that are previously occupied by hockey or Canadian football or whatever. And then maybe, you know, irrespective or regardless of the prices of the tickets at this World Cup, you look at a regular friendly, then you start to fill it with Canadian fans. And you look back at this moment and you're like, this was it. This was the seminal moment in our sport. And, you know, does a jersey swap have much to do with it? Maybe not, but it's, we're at a time in our sport where I think we can really make inroads in terms of the support across the country.
Have you ever been angry about giving something free? Free shirt? Has it ever pissed you off? I'm trying to think. Don't think so. They're nice shirts.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't the $135 ones. Pretty sure.
Well, you think they were knockoffs?
Yeah. They went to Gerrard Square beforehand, one of those stores, and just got a few boxes.
Are you still paying like a pity? Oh my god, I can't speak. A pretty high price for knockoffs.
Yeah,
now
sure. I think the real ones are 260. Are they? Isn't it?
They're up there. They're pretty expensive.
No, I got one the other day for my son, and I think it was about 150. I got it from him. I think Sivu Play.
Let's find out. Sivu Play. Yeah, what's that?
Sporting store.
Oh, is it? Okay. I don't know. He wasn't in Gerrard Square, though.
French charms.
Okay. Oh, is it? It means please.
Yeah.
See?
Jersey, please.
Let me find out some prices here. They're at, where was the big promotion last week? At the Nike store, right? Keep talking. I'm
gonna have it's expensive.
Well, I think you get 10% off at Fanatics using the Footy Prime promo.
Here we go. Thanks, JC. So,
what?
Yeah, $230
He obviously, yes, Jimmy Sports Wayne, World.
Replica is $135. So Jimmy went cheap for his son.
Yeah, because he's going to grow out of it in 4 months.
But still $135 for a replica?
That's crazy. Yeah.
$230 for a real one. I'm $265 for a Fonzie.
Wow.
Do you think Fonzie gets a kick of that? Bet he does.
That's a good question. I don't think so.
What was the question?
Does Fonzie get a kickback of, you know, because he's going to sell
Doesn't or he get John his own, David? I think he may have his own deal. We'll check into this. I don't know for sure, but I think certain players have their own private deals.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because looking through the CBA and the name, image, and likeness section, that was the big sticking point with Fonzie and his agent, that he had his own separate deal. He didn't want to be in on a collective deal.
Right, right.
But they got it over the line, so there's something figured out.
Yeah, yeah.
Fonzie gets more of a kickback than everybody else.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a jersey? We don't know. Charms, are you going to get a jersey or no?
I'm not going to buy one. Actually, I might, actually. I don't like buying jerseys.
Aren't we just talking about supporting this country?
Oh, don't give me that. I've had to freaking labor through this fucking industry in this country for 30 years promoting this game. And so don't tell me about supporting the country. Yeah.
And wow.
And he wears his England.
I know. I did this for a reason, you know.
And he's had that. Like, I thought it was a retro brand new one. It's actually an original 19.
I think it's 2010. I think it was.
Oh, 2010.
It's nicer. Okay. Yeah.
It is.
It is.
But listen, I implore others out there of another country, you can support your team, whatever. I support Canada as well. Yeah. My daughter's Canadian. She will support Canada. I don't make her, but I've never pushed England on her.
You did. You did make her.
Well, I did.
Sorry.
It was a lot of fun, as I remember.
I remember. Soccer World has kits are $135, but then you get 10% off for the Nike Canada 2026 home jersey. So there you go. And the youth jersey is $115 and you get 10% off. So
if you use our code.
Yeah, FootyPrime10 at soccerworldcentral.com. Just FYI.
Yeah. But Fonzie gets 5% of that 10% that we
get. Yes.
That's right.
Because he's got a deal separate from us. Mm-hmm. if your kid is born and bred Canadian, then let them cheer for Canada. Let them be Canadian fans. That's what they should be. You can have an allegiance, soft spot for where you're from, but I really believe that. Mm. Of course, it's easy for me to say that coming from England, where a lot of these families come from war-torn countries and they're forced over here. And that's why they have such strong identity for their nations. That is true. It's true, Jimmy. You look there like, shut up. I'm not talking about this. I've got some more comments here. A couple more. Firebeast said, hang on.
Ooh.
You just don't understand footy, do you? Nope. PRL Sports Group said, you're a clown. Read the room. I got attacked by a company. That's cool. I like that. Thanks, PRL Sports Group.
Yeah.
You're a clown. I am. But the room was actually, I think, majority was actually very positive towards the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It would have been solved by just a little slight wording change.
Yeah. What would you have used?
I wouldn't have used swap.
Change?
Tradesies.
Trades?
No, same thing.
No.
Tradesies.
Giveaway.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Get your shirt.
Because it was implying that it could imply that they're asking you to swap or allegiance.
So they should have been more clear in the message. That's where you're getting at.
Yeah, we don't want your jerseys. Yeah. We want to give you a jersey.
I disagree.
they can't win, can they? They're giving away free shirts and they're getting hammered for it.
No, I think
I'm just
now,
saying that what I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
If you're marketing, Dan Wong.
I agree with you. I'm on your side, Craig.
Yeah. Just a wording thing.
Yeah.
That's why they spend so much money on people.
The wording thing, you think they know by now. That's all this we talk about now, isn't it? Over the last year, the words, everybody's using wrong words.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get better.
Better watch out. Yep.
Yeah. Very offensive. You, Jimmy, comparing oranges to oranges earlier.
Bananas to bananas.
It's like this. A kiwi apples to a kiwi. Apples?
one more. Here's one for you. Mickey Sunshine said, it's insulting to the entire Voyager group, and you should know that. So I think the point there was that a lot of the Voyagers have already bought their shirts. Whereas giving the shirts away.
Yeah, I can see that. Them being upset.
Mm, see?
Oh, all right. No, with that one, because they went out and bought jerseys and then they're handing out jerseys.
$265 and a Fonzie shirt, for Christ's sake. You're giving them away.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're from Gerrard Square, and I think they're just like t-shirts dyed red. So I think they probably were. Paolo was home all night in like a bathtub of red dye, getting all these white shirts and dyeing them red. Yeah. That's what really happened.
And if you go to Girard Square, 10% off at footyprime.com.
There you get out of there alive. Congratulations. All right, where else do you want to talk about? We have not much time left.
We got another 10 minutes.
Southampton just beat Wrexham 5-1 at Wrexham, and Kyle Laren scored. That puts him in sixth place right now.
Love it. Actually, where are we at with the Champions League scores here? Now, this doesn't mean anything to anyone because this is coming out well after the fact. Mm-hmm. But, oh, Bayern have beaten Real Madrid 2-1. Did Fonsi get on the pitch?
And a great assist at the weekend.
He did.
Jaden Nelson got a goal for Austin against Miami, which was a really good goal.
Fonsi scored too.
Yeah.
Yep. From the past and the future.
I got to give a shout out as well to the Toronto FC Academy U15 boys for winning the GA Cup.
What is that? The GA
Generation
Cup?
Generation D.
What is that?
It's a big tournament where they get all MLS teams. They have teams from all around the world that come in this competition. They beat Barcelona in the semis, beat them 1-0, and beat a team, I think it was from Korea, in the final.
Is that MLS Next?
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, tell us very briefly the future of Canadian soccer, but the tiers beneath the national team, like the 13, 14, 15, 16s coming through. We've got some quality there.
There is.
Are you optimistic?
At TFC, yeah, there is some quality. Yeah, there is. There's some very, very good young players that are coming through the system. But like anything, you never know how they're going to turn out. 13, 14, kids grow, they change. You know, some fall in love more with the game, others don't.
Just fall in love.
So you don't know what you're going to get sometimes, but there is some very, very good talent in the academy.
If you can get one or two, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
Fonsi did come off the bench, by the way. Played 20 minutes.
Is that a final? Is that a final?
Yeah, it is. Hmm. Yeah.
Which is the other game?
The other game is Arsenal beat Sporting 1-0. I think my parlay came through today.
Oh.
I've been using AI for parlays, and it's way more successful than me. It just makes sense, right? I say, give me a 3-game parlay. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Won like $30 the last couple of nights.
And both horrified and not surprised.
For me? Yeah. Yeah. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Hmm? I'm both horrified and not surprised. And this is killing you right now. You hate anything in a podcast that dates it, that makes it not evergreen, and you're reading out Champions League scores.
I know,
and it's killing you inside.
It is, but I was underprepared for the show and I have nothing else to talk about. And Wonger said 10 minutes left. Yeah. Phil.
Wonger's got the under because he's actually speaking to us from under the table.
I have my shoelace. Yeah.
My parlay on BetMGM was Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, and it was Bayern Munich to win in the money line. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
How much you put on it?
$5.
$5. Oh, that's a big one for you.
I know it is. 113.
Mm. Be careful. Economy?
I know, in this economy. it's all I got left. Gambling.
Yeah. How about the... did you guys see the Messi goal down in the new stadium?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Like, with their, how they posted that?
Oh, that he's got the first goal.
It was like, the Mbeno, that was the first goal in the new stadium. It was like, well, no, it wasn't. They're 1-0 down.
That's right.
But they made it out.
Yeah.
And Hercules Gomez made it good. He's like, if there's one guy, you don't need to pad his stats. It's Messi, you know?
We'll say the
stadium
looks great, though, eh?
Oh, that's amazing. Stadium
looks pretty sweet. That's
We're talking about like the league and me and Jimmy just about the stadiums and unbelievable.
Yeah, both games were good, weren't they? TFC and Vancouver. Oh, Vancouver was a great finish as well. Berhalter,
the game winner. Oh, what a goal!
Unbelievable.
Down a goal in the tackle last minute
prior to the goal.
Love that.
Yeah. Me too.
You start a play with a tackle and then you. Mm-hmm. Sprint back up the other way and bury it. Great goal. Quickly, CPL this past weekend, of course. We saw the debut of the new rules. Nothing with the offside, unfortunately. But we did see, was it 6 or 7? There's a few with the video challenge. 6 or 9. We're not doing
that. It's happening.
The challenge, but one actually got overturned. Tommy Wealdon Jr., a name for the history books now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because the first match that was played, Halifax and Ottawa, Diego Mejia actually threw out two.
Oh.
And he failed. So we're saying, so if you use two in a game, you fail. You shouldn't get them the next game.
That's to be like,
that's his own staff.
But it took forever as well, the first one. It took five minutes and 34 seconds.
Too long for that. No good.
Yeah, it was way, way too long. So I like the idea of it, but they have to streamline it. It's got to be a lot faster than what it is. Because if you think that was one, now imagine there's four calls that are quite tight and they're all 5 minutes. That's 20 minutes extra time that you're losing in the match. And we're meant to be speeding up the game.
Yeah.
Not making it slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There'll be some kinks, but Forge beat Ottawa 2-0. Six new players making their debuts at Forge. Still win. Forge being Forge. Lorenzo Calegri.
Just one on that, right? With Forge. Ottawa didn't have one shot in target.
Really?
Not one shot. Mm. First time, I think, in like 5 years or something like that, the team in the CPL never had a shot in target.
Wow.
Well, guys were talking about the offense, whether or not it would be, you know, as potent as it was. Because who did they lose? They lost Rodriguez and
Rodriguez and Salter.
Yeah.
So Salter's ended up scoring 20 odd goals. Rodriguez, I think, 10 goals and 10 assists. Mm. So you lost two quality players, but I don't feel that they've brought in pieces where they're going to compete this year, because you're looking at them, even when you watch them play, you're thinking, who's going to score your goals? Where's your goal coming from?
But go back to that Halifax game. You talked about the challenges and the fact they were failed, but how about that fucking free kick?
Caligari, the free kick winner. It's incredible. How far out was it? Like 35?
Yeah.
It was an I've watched the
replay of it probably like 10 or 12 times. It's stunning.
Yeah. It was one of those where, in Stacks, you'll know this, where the ball, and correct me if I'm wrong, looked like it was about 2 feet over top of the crossbar and then just dipped.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that kind of knuckle.
That knuckle where then, it goes up and then just drops.
Right in the top corner.
Oh,
smashed it. Right.
Yeah.
See Sartini's post-game comments?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to quit.
Going to resign now.
Yeah. 100%.
Brilliant.
Wearing the jeans again on the sidelines. Look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love to see that. Like Tommy's cap as well. He's got a cool Cavs cap.
Yeah, and the very kind of blasé, nonchalant. He did kind of a, what would you call this? Like, run it back or like describe it for the audio listener.
Yeah.
Is that a wrap it up?
Exactly. It's a wrap it up sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was very casual. It was very Tommy.
Very Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casual yet authoritative.
Mm.
And he was right.
Yeah. Yes.
And you get your card back.
Get your card back. Yeah.
I like it.
Tucked it back in his cap.
I think that's just a little fist bump, right? If you get the challenge correct.
Yeah, but then that ruins the nonchalance. Mm, then you care too much in your fist pump.
Or a nice little glare at the ref, you know.
Give
my card.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it to me.
That's your blue steel look, Jimmy.
Yeah. But who's your fucking daddy?
Yeah.
That look.
Oh. Yeah, you think twice before you blow that damn whistle.
That's right. I've got cards in my pocket and I'm not afraid to use them.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. All right, we're back again at some other point. Not from here, but probably. We're back to our virtual sets, I imagine. Although Wonga might still be under the table.
Yeah,
we're not sure. It's quite possible.
Where all his bets are.
My shoelaces are tied together.
Smiling for the last 5 minutes.
Whoa! I'm down here!
It's getting a little tickle over there.
All right, we're out. Bye.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Thank you. That's great.